And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. Today's podcast will be dealing with American Idol celebrity worship equals the sin of idolatry. So just yesterday, the Super Bowl was played between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, which Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs overcame adversity, end up winning the game versus Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. In American society, the Super Bowl is like the granddaddy of them all. People have Super Bowl parties. People invite friends and family over. You have millions and millions of people worldwide that are tuning into the game. Just last weekend, you had the Grammy Awards where people that are in the different genres in the music industry are giving these Grammy Awards for their performances. However, we want to take a look to see how this has really developed into modern day worship of idols. We could create idols of people and things. And when we look at the Bible and we look at this from a biblical worldview, sometimes people think, especially within the church, well, idols were just back in the Old Testament times or pagan cultures where they worship these idols of wood and stone and just other things and all. But we move forward and we look at this present age, celebrity worship has now become the new religion for people. And celebrities they worship are in reality their god and goddesses. That's why they're called fans. So people follow them on social media, they follow them on Facebook, they follow them on Instagram, they follow them on TikTok and all these other platforms. So even social media has developed into a type of place or avenue to worship. It's not a church, it's not a temple. It's become more or less a virtual online temple that people come and worship their favorite celebrities, which they have actually elevated them being their gods and goddesses. So in American society, people may not worship idol gods of stone, wood, bronze, silver, and gold. However, they do worship actors, actresses, singers, musicians, news anchors, athletes, models, and politicians. These individuals develop followers that follow their every word and move. However, the Bible, the Word of God, warns us about the sin of idolatry. One may ask, what is the sin of idolatry? Let us examine this sin in this expose and any person guilty of this sin of idolatry. So whether you're a believer or not a believer, a lot of people in church have elevated celebrities as their idols. A lot of Christians in church follow their celebrities or their favorite actors, their favorite sports athletes, their favorite movies, all these other things and all. They devote more time to that than devoting time to praying and fasting, reading their word. They could tell you intimate details about lyrics from a song, but they can't quote scripture. They don't know scripture. They don't know context of scripture. They don't know what they solely believe. So when we look at what is idolatry from a biblical point of view, idolatry is the worship of spirits, persons, or graven images. It also includes trusting in any person, institution, or thing having equal or greater authority than God and his word. So anything that's greater than the creator, Yahweh, God the Father, and his son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, they exalt those things higher than that. In ancient biblical times, the nations surrounding the children of Israel were involved in idolatry. So we see the examples of the surrounding nations. They worship Chemosh. They worship Baal, they worship Moloch, they worship Astra. So when you look at the different nations, the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, they all worship other gods. They didn't worship the Most High God, the true living God. They didn't worship the Creator. They didn't worship Yahweh, but they worship these false gods that overtook them and deceived them, led them astray from having true worship, which goes all the way back to the Tower of Babel. When all the nations were dispersed from the Tower of Babel, they continued to hang on and cleave to their idol gods and not the true living God. So Yahweh alone was to be worshiped because he and only he is the true living God and the Creator. Unfortunately, even Israel fell into sin of idolatry, which they brought judgment upon them, and the whole entire nation fell into judgment and was dispersed because they disobeyed the word. The very reality is this with the nation of Israel and with these idols that they had worshiped. They were not just worshiping the idols, but it was disclosed in the word that these idols were actually demon spirits or devils. When we look at Psalms 106, verse 36 and 37, it reveals the truth that these idols were devils that caused the people to commit acts of abomination and to sin against God. Even so, they were sacrificing their own children to these demon gods. Now, we can look and see how people are really sacrificing their children, not literally, well, some literally, when you go to the abortion mill and you've had illicit sex. Some even married people don't want to have kids. They end up having them go and get an abortion. But you have people who devote so much time into work as an idol. They make the job into an idol. They make sports, falling in sports franchises as an idol, and just other things where they neglect the nurturing of their own children and the raising of their own children. And that also too, when you're not imparting the word of God, especially Christian parents who aren't taking out the proper time, and so much more that they indulge in just different things and the pleasures of this life, they're actually sacrificing the future, spiritual future of their kids. So we look even years ago when Obama was in office, you saw like the why, and even with Trump, people worship the ground that Trump walked on, where when he wasn't reelected, people cut up and act all crazy. And even with Obama, you saw images of Obama on Newsweek. Newsweek had a photo of the front cover with Barack Obama, and it has the second coming, viewing him as the Messiah. So you see so much more of these things that are going on with the worship of politicians. Again, just the latest with Trump. People, he's so merchandise, just other things and all. And I'm a supporter of Jesus Christ. I'm not a supporter of Democrats or the Republicans. I'm a supporter of righteousness. And that's the thing that should be, because you even have Christians who so much are in support of Donald Trump so much, and nationalism, where they're not putting the Bible first and they're trying to include that. That's just a tidbit that I just wanted to say. But you have also too the worship of sports athletes. You have people who worship LeBron James. You have people who worship Tom Brady, and they have debates. Oh, you know, they are the greatest of all time. They are actually the GOAT. And we all know from scripture that the goat is referenced to Satan, one of the reference of satanic imagery of the goat is the Baphomet, the god Pan, all these images and all. But people elevated Tom Brady as he's the greatest of all time, he's the goat. But even looking at Tom Brady, his ex-wife, he credits a lot of his success to witchcraft, because his ex-wife was, quote unquote, from his own words, was a white witch, which would do these spells and other things and all, and help him build these altars to help him elevate his performance and win these games. His ex-wife, Giselle, the former model and Victoria's Secret model and all, was very much involved in witchcraft. So he, in an interview, jokingly stated those things, but he was serious, folks. So we put these people who aren't very godly, very much antichrist. We even call LeBron James, he's known as King James and known as the king and just other things and all, but he's not the king of kings. And there's just even the other things that LeBron James is into. I don't know his professing beliefs, but just some stuff that I even noticed him reading The Alchemist, who really promotes that book by Pablo Coelho, which is a follower of Aleister Crowley, and just other things and all that we see. So we have idols of actors and actresses, where people who worship Will Smith and worship people like Michael B. Jordan and worship actresses like Jennifer Lawrence and Elizabeth Olsen and Tom Holland. And they worship all these actors and actresses, and they go and they pay money. And I believe enjoying yourself, but when it goes to another level where you highly esteem these people more than you highly esteem Jesus, which is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the Word of God, that becomes a definite issue. Even a lot of these actors and actresses have beliefs that are contrary to the Word of God. A lot of them are in New Age. A lot of them are into Eastern philosophy and other things. A lot of them are just straight up into the occult. Like even people, Robert Downey Jr., he's a star. People look at him and that guy is deeply involved in some occult practices. People follow a lot of these Marvel movies. And yes, they are entertaining, but some of them, some of the messages are very much anti-Christ, and people elevate Marvel and the comics as their own religion, and the comic books are their own personal Bible. And they go and they dress up as these characters, is showing a sign of worship. So those are the things that we have to be aware of, that it's definitely, when you put those as idol, they really, when you put that in, highly esteem that in your mind, and you worship all these different images. I want to bring a point, because this is a quote from Aleister Crowley from his Book of the Law, chapter 1, verse 3, I guess you would say. This is, every man and every woman is a star or a god or a goddess. So that goes back to what the serpent proposed to the woman, which is Eve, all the way back in the Garden of Eden. It says, you be as gods and surely you won't die. So there's nothing new under the sun. You have just done yesterday with the Super Bowl performance, the halftime Super Bowl performance was done by Rihanna. People worship Rihanna. People worship Beyonce. People worship music artists like Katy Perry and The Weeknd. But a lot of these people, even when you see the satanic imagery and the anti-Christ spirit imagery within their videos, it tells you who they are working for. They're on the side of the God of this world, which is Satan. Rihanna is very much satanic. When you look at her videos and just other things, her songs, the lyrics of her songs and all, even though she's very much a physically attractive woman, that's the alluring thing to get you seduced by following after her and worshiping her. Satan used that as a bait to lead you astray, even like Beyonce, same thing, to lead people, Beyonce and Jay-Z, a lot of things that they promote is very much satanic, and it goes against the will of God. But people hold these people as their own American idols. So we even look at the hip-hop artists, Cardi B, we see Lil Nas. Lil Nas promoted a satanic shoe that had human blood. Lil Nas had a video that came out last year with him lap dancing on Satan's lap, sliding down a stripper pole, going down to hell. You see people like Drake and Kanye West and Travis Scott and Young Thug and Megan Thee Stallion and Lil Luzivert, which is a form of Lucifer. When you slow down and you say it, you have Doja Cat and ASAP Rocky, who is Rihanna's boyfriend and her baby's daddy, which promotes Satanism and just other things and all. People look up to them as idols and worship them and follow them on all the social media platforms, buy all the different magazines, music magazines that are produced and all, and entertainment magazines, and they're following these people and they're leading them astray. So we have to really keep that in mind, the times that we live in. One of the very interesting things is an article that came out several years ago, which it talks about celebrity worship, and it states some of the following points that I wanted to make. It says 1 in 10 addicted to celebrity worship. 1 in 10 people may be addicted to celebrity worship or worshipers. Research suggests as many as 10% of the people develop unhealthy obsessions with celebrities, which can lead to depression, anxiety, and psychosis. According to psychologists in the United States, about a third of ordinary people are suffering from some degree of celebrity worship syndrome, which they state is called CWS. So you have people that are suffering, which psychologists have noted as celebrity worship syndrome. We move on. We just like look at this is a deep rooted thing. It says if we see people that are in place that are putting more emphasis and time into listening to the music of their favorite artists, watching their favorite television program, or dedicating their favorite sports team and athlete, rather than worshiping God, you're seeing someone who is an active participant in the form of celebrity religion. These people religiously follow their idols, the news, the media stars, movie and television stars, which we talked about, sports stars, and are even politicians. The new house of worship for these celebrity-centered religions are the iPhone, the iPad, the computer, the online, the sports stadiums, the movies, the music concerts, the television, and the social media platform. Celebrity Worship Bible is tabloid magazines, which is such magazines as U.S. Magazine, the National Enquirer, which sells millions of copies each week, television programs such as Entertainment Net, E, Extra, TMZ, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, give regularly updates about their gods and goddesses. So you have all this to say, and then people also, which we already stated, or following them on all the different social media platforms and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all these things are so much consumed with their idols. This is what I think I want to make a key point. Sociologist Rodney Stark states, typically people do not seek a faith. They encounter one through their ties to other people who already accept this faith. It's been said that fame is a religion and celebrities are the gods. So fame is a religion and celebrities are the gods. We just have to really keep in mind that we are living definitely in the last days. We have to really be mindful to the scriptures. We have to be really vigilant. We have to be sober-minded. So these are some serious questions if you're listening to this podcast that you need to ask yourself. What celebrity idols do you bow down to daily? Do you spend more time listening to ungodly music and watching ungodly music videos? What ungodly, anti-Christian, anti-moral celebrity posters is hanging on your wall in your room? Do you spend more time reading about your favorite celebrity than you do your Bible? How much time do you spend in prayer versus watching your favorite television show with your favorite actor or actresses? Please think about these questions. If you answer affirmatively to any of them, you might have a serious sin problem with idolatry. Stop bowing down to these celebrity idols. They don't mean your eternal soul any good. You have to really know that your eternal soul is very precious. You got not just this life, how are you going to spend eternity? You have to make wise, conscious, spiritual decisions that don't lead you down to the broad road of destruction, which is hell. Let's conclude with the scripture, which is 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, which warns Christians on following idols. It says, keep yourself from idols. Don't bow down to the sin of idolatry. So don't bow down. Keep yourself from idols. Don't bow down to the sin of idolatry. So 1 John 5 and 21 tells you, just keep yourself from idols. Even in church, this spirit has crept into the church world where we put our favorite preacher and our favorite gospel artist or our favorite worship leader as idols, and we put it before the word of God. So we have to even keep that in mind that we don't fall into that sin, even within the church, where we elevate people. We elevate Jesus. We elevate him, and we elevate the worship of God, the one and true only God. So please keep Jesus first in your life, and you will have eternal life. So just keep those principles. Meditate on the scriptures I gave you. Just make sure you begin to do inventory. And this is for believers. If you're not a believer, you need to come to Christ. You need to repent of your sins. You need to be born again. And then you start doing inventory, like believers start doing self-inventory. Have I committed the sin of idolatry? Do I need to rid myself of idols that I've erected in my mind, things that I've put in downloading music and other things that I know is contrary to the word of God, that's not pleasing? And just let the Holy Spirit just lead and guide you, and just to prune things that aren't pleasing to the Lord out your life. And do like Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And it goes on, not just that, renewing your mind that you may prove that which is good, acceptable, the perfect will of God. Let's go to that scripture because I want to make sure we get that down. This is the last scripture, and then we're going to conclude this podcast because we are living in some serious times, and we have to make Jesus number one. This is, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So, folks, you're a believer. You have to renew your mind, and you have to take inventory of the things. Have I fallen into the sin of idolatry? Is my main religion not Christianity or Judeo-Christianity or a follower of Christ, mainly a follower of Christ? Is it celebrity worship? Have I fell into celebrity worship? Is that my official religion? God bless. Hopefully you got something from today's podcast. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible podcast, signing out. God bless. I'll be praying for you as you pray for me.